persistent little waves, after a dash singly all around upon the common enemy, as if by some silent agreement underwater, they would all rush on at once with their loudest roar and shaggiest foam, and overwhelm poor Bear so completely that nothing less might be expected than to behold him broken in four quarters and floating helplessly asunder. Mistaken spectators! Although, by his momentary rolling and plunging, he was evidently aroused, yet neither Bruin nor his burrow was at all the worse for all the wear and washing. The deep fluting, the wrinkled folds and cavities, over and through which the green and silvery water rushed back into the sea, rivaled the most exquisite sculpture. And nature not only gives her marbles with the finest lines, the most perfect lights and shades, she colors them also. She is no monochromist, but polychroic, imparting such touches of dove tints, emerald and azure, as she bestows upon her gems and skies. We are bearing up under the big berg as closely as we dare. To our delight, what we have been wishing and watching for is actually taking place. Loud explosions with heavy falls of ice, followed by the cataract-like roar, and the high, thin seas wheeling away, beautifully crested with sparkling foam.